Good evening, everyone.
I come off the I move the approval of the minutes of the annual meeting of the council held on the 14th of May 2022. Is that seconded?
Aye.
All in favour?
Aye.
To receive apologies for absence.
Mr. Mayor, I receive apologies for Councillors Green, Fordham and Louise Nixon.
Announcements.
Ensuing year will be
excellent German product. I wish to thank all of my cabinet members for all of their hard work throughout the last 12 months, and no doubt that will continue moving forward. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Item six to determine which committees to establish for the municipal year and their size and terms of reference. The allocation of the committee seats to the political groups in accordance with the political balance and rules, together with the nomination and appointment of councillors to serve on each committee, including the appointment of chairman and vice chairman as appropriate. I invite the leader of the council to move the recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A quick thumb through reveals that I don't think there are any votes taken in relation to this item, and so I will move that the committee membership for the ensuing year is as set out.
Is that seconded?
Seconded, Mr. Mayor.
All in favour? Anybody wishes to speak? No? All in favour?
Aye.
Item 7, to consider the appointment of representatives to outside organisations. I understand that the schedule of nominations for all groups has been circulated prior to this meeting, and that there are four vacancies that will require a vote. I invite the leader of the council to move a recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What you say is perfectly correct. However, I wish to draw one particular matter to the attention of the council, and that is that on page 4 you will see that Councillor Anedjula is named as the Conservative candidate, if that's the right word, for the corporate parenting panel. Councillor Edgeworth, as many of you will know, is already a member of that panel by virtue of being a county councillor, and so it is felt appropriate to nominate an alternative borough councillor to take part with the corporate parenting panel. And I would like to nominate Councillor Chris Barron, please.
Is that seconded?
I'll second.
Seconded. All in favour?
Aye.
Right, members will see from the schedule that there are four positions that are contested. I will invite nominations and take a vote on each position in turn. First of all, the Staffordshire Police, Fire and Crime Manager. There are two vacancies and three nominations. Two of the nominations have been made for the first vacancy. Nominations are Councillor Jenny Barron and Councillor Edgeworth. I will call the name of each nominee in alphabetical order. Members will have one vote. Please raise your hands when I call out the name of the nominee you wish to vote for. So the first nominee is Councillor J. Barron. All those in favour? And those for Councillor Edge. I announce that Councillor Edgeworth is appointed to the Staffordshire Police, Fire and Crime Panel. This leaves two nominees for the substitute vacancy. The nominees are Councillor Jenny Barron and Councillor Sullivan. Those in favour of Councillor J. Barron. And those in Councillor Stafford United Charities Trustees, three nominations have been made for two vacancies.
Of integrity and honour, and I'm bitterly disappointed favour of Stone Town Council, and it's a purely political vote. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor? Councillor Harrington, you indicated first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Well, the ending statement is a purely political appointment. We just witnessed a purely political speech. And I indeed support the notion that the best candidate should succeed in the vote. I'm very pleased to hear that Council of Green is on the path to recovery after a long absence and very difficult illness. But it is perfectly appropriate that town councillor Stephen Wally is nominated for this role, as he is a vibrant and active member in Stone. And I regret the political statement, because that's what it was of council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor is quite right that Councillor Green is on the mandate at the moment. He's obviously spent nearly 12 months, you're fully aware that he's had bowel cancer, and he's on the mandate. He hasn't put his name out any other committee on this council or any other outside body. And he would dearly like to take this position as a Borough Councillor, representing the Borough Council. It's quite probable, possible, that he would have liked to attend this meeting, but his mobility scooter doesn't fit into the lift. Perhaps, you know, we have sort of threat and outset understanding. Maybe there's an understanding that if he really wants to attend the meeting, that he might have to help our communities elsewhere. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Anybody else wish to speak?
So well.
Take a name of the nominee. McEwen, green. Councillor McNaughton,
green.
Councillor Jay Nixon.
Can the future of the council meetings complete as well?